Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. We're going to try to keep this one brief today because we got a packed schedule coming up later on today at 4 for Friendo Club TV members at patreon.com/Steven Larson. $5 and up. The numbers don't lie with Shawn Michaels. We're going to be taking a look at Shawn Michaels. He's not going to be on the episode. And then, of course, tonight, the premiere of the Smash Zone. It's no longer the Impact Wrestling co-stream. It's now the Going In Raw Smash Zone stream. That should be a lot of fun. We're going to be watching all sorts of great things there at the Twitch. And then tomorrow we've got a Rampage watch along, followed by a recap of both that and SmackDown. And then, of course, on Saturday, the Triple Mania live event. We're going to be watching with the Church of Friendos, our friendos over there, the Church of Joshi, Alex and Kayla. The Enforcer's going to be with us. It's going to be a blast. Triple Mania watch along.
It is.
It's going to be great. We'll have the link for you guys to watch along with us on the Twitch stream as well. Before we get started in the news today, be sure to hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. Larson, what's in the news?
What's in the news? So Keith Lee, of course, he was had an extended absence from WWE throughout the spring and early part of the summer. And, you know, he repeatedly said, that when the time is right, when I can, I will talk about it. Today was the day he took to YouTube, put a video up, and talked about what kept him off WBTV for several months. He says back in January, he contracted COVID, and that kept him off for 3 weeks. And he notes that Mia Yim looked after him. Eventually, she also contracted COVID, which cost her a spot in the Royal Rumble. And he mentions that he was grateful for her. And he says there's no telling how things would have gone without her. So he comes back. He returns for one match, February 8th, against Matt Riddle. And he says the next day he got a call saying there was something off with his blood. It turns out he had inflammation of his heart. And then he couldn't train. He said the most strenuous thing he could do was a light walk. And so for 3 or 4 months, that was the case. He had numerous tests, MRIs. He calls it a fight against death. Eventually, WB sent him to Pittsburgh to get looked at, and it was at that point they were talking about doing some genetic testing for fear that it might be a heart disease in some way. Eventually, though, he said the inflammation eventually dissipated over time. Things got better, and he was cleared, and he came back, about a month ago it was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Roughly?
Yeah, about a month ago.
Yeah. So that sounds like a heck of an ordeal for Keith Lee. Happy to hear that he's healthy, first and foremost. That sounds pretty awful.
It sounds awful. He talks about how, like you mentioned here, you know, Mia Yim electing to look after him, take care of him, and it costing her in the spot in the Rumble really puts over how much sacrifice she's had. And it's a gnarly thing. It sounds horrible. He didn't have to tell us shit, by the way. So, but you know, he mentioned in the video. He always likes to be transparent with, you know, his fans. And I think that's terrific.
Let's talk Samoa Joe. Talk sports, Alex McCarthy. recently interviewed Samoa Joe. I don't believe the full interview is up yet, but Alex teased something pretty huge on Twitter. So apparently Joe was cleared to wrestle prior to signing to NXT. The quote he includes in his tweet about it is from Joe, says, conscientiously, we wouldn't tease a thing unless we were going in that direction. But McCarthy also mentions that Joe said that, quote, before his WWE release, there was already a timeline for his return to action. So seemingly him returning to the ring was already in the works mm-hmm. prior to getting released.
Mm-hmm. This boggles my mind. I have no idea. Why would they have? They didn't feel like doing anything with him then, I guess. You know, I mean, there's been all sorts of like, why did they release this person? Situations going on in WWE, and this is one of them. But I think it's awesome that he is cleared. It's awesome that he's been cleared for a while. I do appreciate that they sort of went the route, you know, of, you know, he's cleared. We know he's cleared. We're first going to put him in a role where it makes it seem like he's not cleared. And then, you know, and then you build up the thing with him and Cross. Selfishly, as a big fan of Samoa Joe, number one, I just want to see him healthy. But as a fan of the wrestler, I kind of wish he'd have gone and ventured out a little bit. That being said, there's a ton of matches left for him in NXT and in WWE if he gets called up again, that I'd be interested in seeing. You know, we've all mentioned it. Pete Dunne, sort of first and foremost. Can't wait to see that. They've been teasing the crap out of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to see Joe in this role. I'm really happy that he's back.
Same. And Alex McCarthy also tweeted out that at one point during the same interview, Joe mentioned Walter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Wanting to face Walter. So imagine Joe versus Walter.
I'd love it.
Great. So let's talk AEW for a little bit here. So ever since Hangman Page lost that 5-on-5 elimination tag match against the Elite a few weeks back, thinking there could maybe be a way to work him back in the All Out main event. Of course, challenging Kenny Omega for that AEW title. Heck, just last night, I concocted some theory as to how the wheels could put in motion of that as soon as this Friday. Of course, Christian Cage, he was announced as number one contender for AEW title. He's also got a match on Rampage for the Impact title against Kenny. You know, like, hey, if Kenny and the Elite really beat him down, it would open up that spot potentially for All Out. Well, today, there's something we talked about yesterday in our AEW recap too. PW Insider confirmed that Hangman is indeed taking some time off. This is what they had to say. For those wondering about Hangman Page, PW Insider is told the plan was always for him to take time off for family time in advance with his first child being born.
That's awesome. That's great. It's great that AEW is the kind of company where you can have like the biggest dude on your roster, the guy you're building up to be the biggest babyface, and they have their priorities straight. You know, that's awesome. You don't want to miss that stuff. Yep. You know, we hear story after story of athletes, wrestlers, performers, what have you, missing out on important life events, for their craft. And that's fine. Everybody makes their own decisions. Mm-hmm. But if it's something that Hangman Page really wants to be there for, awesome. Great for him. Great on Tony Khan for saying, hey, let's write this story. Let's craft this story around your time that you want to go and be cowboy dad. I think that's fantastic. I'm not happy that Christian in two matches is what we're getting, but hey, you can't always get what you want.
You know what Christian's doing, though? He's outworking everybody. He's having two title matches. And he's not going to lose them. He's going to learn from them.
he's going to be taking the learns in this case.
Yes, that is definitely
the L's are true. Coming his way, but they're going to be learns, not losses.
So
they should put that on his on the rankings thing in the roster page. That says Christian. Yeah. It says, you know, 24 wins, 3 learns.
Yeah, 3 learns. That'd be great.
3 lessons.
3 learns. Before we get to our NXT UK recap, let's talk about another wrestling couple or wrestlers that are expecting. Johnny Gargano, Candice LeRae announced that they are expecting their first child. So congrats to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody, yeah, man. 9 months ago. Thick of the pandemic, things were 9 months ago? Where were we 9 months ago? Yeah, December of 2020. The thick of it, just the thick of the pandemic. People smashing, nothing else to do, just smashing. So good for them. Good for the pages. I think that's
they said
awesome.
their baby's due in February. I think that's what it said in the tweet that Gargano put out.
February? All right. So what's 9 months from February away from February?
I think it's May.
Smashing. Thick of the pandemic, Larson. Smashing.
All right, very well.
We watched some NXT, talk about smashing. Watch some NXT UK today, man. A lot of smashing going on here, but not talking about sexual intercourse, talking about fisticuffs, right?
Correct. So the show kicked off with Flash Morgan Webster versus Wolfgang. Of course, last week, Flash Morgan Webster just went up to Wolfgang and slapped him across his face.
Smashed his face, yeah.
Leaving Wolfgang in shock. And also leaving a bit of a welt.
Oh my God, yeah, this thing was there forever. Listen, because there's no way they filmed this back to back. This thing has been there for a whole week, Larson.
They totally filmed this back to back. So this is a fun match. It looked like towards the end that Flash had a chance to pull off this W. He goes up for a swanton. Wolfgang gets his knees up, hits his spear for the win. Wolfgang might have the best spear in wrestling right now.
Oh my God, yeah, he completely tackled this dude. It was great. It was awesome.
Because picks him up and then takes a few more, you know, like he runs a little bit and then puts him down.
It's like a spear / spine buster almost, you know?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Also announced for next week, the rubber match, Joe Coffey versus Rampage. That's happening next week. And you can only win via knockout or submission. So that's a lot of fun. They should only do knockouts. Remember we used to do that in WCW versus NWO. I think it was that one. Yeah. You could just turn everything off except for knockouts.
Yeah.
That was fun. We had a subculture interview where Flash Morgan Webster talks about.
Andrews and Danny Luna. Yeah,
Mark Andrews talking about Flash coming up short, and then Isla Dawn just sort of lurks up from behind them. Luna notices. Dawn kind of laughs at Luna, and then so they're probably going to have a match at some point.
Yeah, this is literally like the flimsiest rationale for having a match. But that's just
being
how
in the vicinity of somebody else.
I know. That's how they
we'll
do
get
it
you
in
a match.
NXT UK. After that, we had a Mustache Mountain interview. Tyler Bate had the massage gun thing.
Mm-hmm.
He massaged his cheek. Trent Seven had a muscle hook,
mm-hmm,
working the muscles in his back.
Mm-hmm.
They had an interview hyping up their match against Pretty Deadly. This great bit where Tyler Bates like, you know, hey, we're going to win this and get Trent his first NXT UK title. And Trent says,
It's not my first. It is.
And then Tyler says, yes, it is. You're right, it is.
After that, there's a bunch of talky bits here, huh? So
yeah.
Sid in his office, he walks into his office and Ginny and Joseph Connors are there. Ginny gets her match with Valkyrie, but much to her dismay, Joseph Connors is going to be locked inside of a cage ringside, so he cannot interfere in that match.
Yes. Next, we got Nina Samuels versus Amel. Amel picks up the win with a spine buster type finish.
Mm-hmm. We got a video package for the upcoming Walter versus Ilya at TakeOver 35 or 6 or whatever it says. We got a promo from Symbiosis, and then Huxley storms through. What's his first name? Aldis? Aldis
Saxon. Aldis wrote Brave New World.
This wasn't the author that's going to take on Eddie Dennis and Symbiosis. We got a Mako Satomura promo where Stevie Turner challenges her for the title next week. Oh, that's going to be an ass whooping on Mako Satomura's part. Oh, the numbers are in for AEW Dynamite. 979,000 and a 0.35 in the demo. It wasn't as huge an episode as, you know, sort of a by the numbers thing, but it was still a really fun episode. So that's
It wasn't a themed episode.
First
time they haven't had a themed episode in a little while.
We had a Pretty Deadly promo. God, a lot of promos here.
Yeah, it's a lot of talking this episode, not a whole lot of wrestling.
Yeah, and then we had finally a match, a main event, Mark Andrews versus Noam Dar. Really fun match for the Heritage Cup rules tournament thing to determine a new number one contender to Tyler Bates' Heritage Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And Noam Dar ended up getting the win, 2-1. Is that what it was?
Correct. Mark Andrews taps out to a knee bar in round 3 to get Dar the first fall. Round 4, Andrews rolls up Dar to tie it up, and then the finish saw Dar hit like a backwards kick. You know, maybe kicked him in the leg, maybe a low blow. I'm guessing it was a kick to the leg because the ref was staring right at Noam Dar when he did it and didn't cue him.
Yeah, maybe there was a whiff of nut there, though. He might have got a little bit of nut.
Could be. Anyways, Dar hits a Nova Roller to get the win.
That'd do some damage. There is an Impact Wrestling tonight. I might keep it on like my second screen while we're doing the Smash stuff, Smash Zone, just to keep tabs on it, see what's going on. But obviously no co-stream because they took that away from us. That's okay. Yeah. Forward march we go with the Smash Zone. Tonight, though, there will be a number one contenders battle royal match. Is this going to be for the X Division or the
straight? No, this is for Kenny's belt.
For Kenny's belt? There's already a number one contender. It's Christian. He's got that match coming up like tomorrow. So I guess it's the number one contender for that match. Okay.
No, it's number contender for the next
for whoever Impact wins Plus that show. Match is what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Then we get Finn Juice versus Chris Bay.
Chris Bay.
And Jay White.
Mm-hmm. And Tennille Dashwood versus Taylor Wilde.
And then Daivari taking on Josh Alexander.
Correct. Should be a fun episode of Impact, I would assume. Anyways, that's going to do it for us today on the News Brief. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Hopefully, we'll see you later in the Smash Zone. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.